According to the wall in the hall, PAMS, the greatest production house in the world.
Poodley Squat, Mr. Frog.
Presents. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. 72. In review.
How gross.
There were many aspects of PAMS that makes it the great place it is. Here is a review of some of them.
Hey.
As you know, PAMS stops at nothing to get an authentic vocal sound. As you know, the company has expanded so much during the year that we've had to set up a birth control division with its famous motto,
Tempo, guys.
PAMS staff never gets tired of doing a cut over and over.
The Rock!
I think it's time to quit that one.
Of course, PAMS has always been known for its big, full sound.
One, two, three, four, two, two, three.
Let's see. The dictionary defines phoenix as a legendary bird consumed in fire by its own act. I wonder what that makes the jingle package.
Another BAM certified lizard.
In 1972, PAMS became involved in foreign affairs. But we'll talk about Celine and Charlie Thompson later.
Tempo, guys.
Our demo announcers are always on top of the product.
The Igniters, logos that put your call letters into primary listener consciousness through the use of a subliminal trigger igniter.
What are you talking about? What do you smoke up there? Jesus!
And they're always receptive to on-the-spot copy changes.
Party time.
Potty time.
Potty time.
Even our chief engineer knows what our latest product is.
Opus 52.
Naturally, there are some accounts that we take only for the bread.
Today, the makers of Colonial Bread want to talk to you about freshness. Rainbow freshness. Shit.
And kids are the reason why the Kilpatrick's bakers take the time to let the dough rest and rise naturally, and even hand twist the dough to help keep the freshness in. That's the way to keep a bread.
We make Kilpatrick's bread like we're making it for our own kids.
But PAMS always believes firmly in the people it records for.
It's a happy time.
It's a happy time.
For people going places. And people are going places. In today's army.
A happy time.
Go away, war.
A happy time.
Go, army.
A happy time.
Going places.
A happy time.
Our vocal group will do anything for some scotch.
Oh. What does a Scotsman have under his kilt? Wang, wang. Tempo, guys.
This is the finest equipment available, and it almost never breaks down.
I'm sorry, I don't hear a bit of count off now. I did hear a little bit, which I could hear if I concentrated, but I concentrated then, I couldn't hear a thing.
Where have these headsets been? There's this curly hair sticking out of this foam.
Ooh, how gross.
The professionals at PAMS can almost always get it on the first take.
Happy birthday, two bars. One, two, three, two, two.
Oh, you fucked up. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Don't say shit on a kiddie record.
God, and we got two more days.
Happy birthday. Two bars. One, two, three, two, two. Beautiful.
This is going to be a good Christmas day.
Okay. Happy birthday. Two bars. One, two, three. I'll never get it.
Okay, children. Oh,
boy. Okay. One, two, three, two, two.
Pam's is enthusiasm.
Superstar, right here on WKSB.
Pam's is straightforwardness.
Give it to me, Glory.
That's a little close.
Pam's is confidence.
All right, here we go.
All right, that's my finger clicking, I think.
Well, Max is over in the corner counting off. Yeah.
I was just thinking, if I'd done it in the air a couple of times, it sure would have saved me a lot of money.
Still rolling.
Take that bit of advice with you, Chris.
Oh, it's on tape, guys.
Pam's is insane.
One little, two little, three little Indians. Four little, five little, six little Indians. Seven little, eight little, nine little Indians. 10 little Indian boys.
One, two, three, four, two. I don't know, this thing's got me buffaloed. One, two, three, four, two.
XHBST.
Will you stop the damn tape? Until you get me the way you want it.
I don't do it particularly well, but I enjoy doing it.
Goat ropers need love, too.
Tempo, guys.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Another Pam's biggie is Pop Tops, where a jingle is sung over a record and designed to become part of the lyrics.
I misplaced my member.
You've got all those words in there that are bad.
And speaking of lyrics,
Mother Vex did whip her neck for causing Jack's disaster.
Jill came in and she did grin to see his paper plaster. Mother Vex did wipe her neck for causing.
No!
I got wiped.
You don't say that. If you don't save that for Christmas, you're crazy.
One of the problems at Pam's is that people who do the jingles rarely get to hear how they're received by the outside world. So here's an authentic air check of WABC to show you how Pam's knocks them dead in New York.
I'm sorry, Bobby. There's more important things to do here. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in our studio with our show today is a representative from Pam's Productions, which is a firm which records our jingles in Dallas, Texas. And the Pam's people, he can't hear me, he's in the control room right now. The Pam's people don't know that we use only one or two of the many, many jingles they've recorded for us, so we're going to turn the speaker on and give him we're going to play a medley of all the jingles I almost never use, okay? Let's do it first.
Dan Ingram.
We used that for a while, and it went out of style, and we had this one.
Big Dan.
We have never used that one. Now we have this one here. Never use this at all.
Big Dan.
Not once.
Gonna treat you right. 77 WABC. Let's have some fun.
There's a Southwest accent. Anyway, then there was this one.
You're riding with me.
Never used this once. Never.
Dan Ingram.
And then there was this one, of course.
Dan Ingram.
And then, of course, there's this one which we have used.
On the Dan Ingram Show.
WABC New York.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio.
Now that you've heard what great people the Pam's gang consists of, you might want to run out and get them all some Christmas presents. But in the event you don't know what would be appropriate, take some suggestions from us. For Toby Arnold, a year's supply of pre-printed restaurant receipts with client names and dates. To Rich Shelton, a gallon of red ink and a Cliff Moore instruction booklet on how to use it. For Fred Hardy, 10 lessons on how to be more generous to clients. to Allen Box a jar of mustache dye and a pair of elevator shoes. For Dennis Meeks, a Twin Beach with built-in homing device to Madisonville and Annapolis. For Jim Fuller, one last chance to get his old job back. To Dick DeMere, a month's free eating at Poncho's Buffet. To Cliff Moore, an hourly wake-up service and a speed reading course for catalogs. To Marty, 60 days sick leave and 200 tardy slips. For Bob Piper, a can of putty for his many wisecracks and a stove and refrigerator so he can be more comfortable when he lives in his office. For Bob Bruton, a life-size Don LaChance punching bag. For R.S. Wheaton, a life-size Bob Bruton punching bag. To Janet, a 2-month supply of Quixie discrepancy reports and an escape hatch, complete with red phone. For the entire escape staff, a gold-plated tape loop of... To Cal, a secure hiding place for his noonday nap. To Bruce, a free trip to L.A. and a pass to the Music Sonus Massage Parlor. For Bob Peoples, 16 pots to hiss in and a lifetime parking space at James Comedy. To Ray Hurst, a little thing, like he always gives us. To Jerry Atchley, one slightly used gold-plated pass for the westbound lane of the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike for delivering tapes to Fort Worth courtesy of Escape. Also, one emergency phone call to KULF. To Ralph, a complete set of scratchless, grooveless Goldies and his very own quiet hallway. To Paul Chappell, his very own RCA 77 microphone with a standard Jim Clancy modification for that well-rounded sound. To Chris Kershaw, a Toby Arnold organization guide. To Chris Fair, a year's supply of razor blades with the inscription Captain Nimrod and a Charlie Foster instruction booklet on how to use them. To Billy Ainsworth, an old overcoat and a lifetime pass to the Coronet Theater. To Marvin Shaw, a complete rewrite kit and 365 happiness pills, courtesy of Mike Joseph, Tom McMurray, and Mike McCormick. To John Wolford, a specially built Bruce Collier alarm clock that plays tapes of Pepper outtakes, which forces you to get out of bed. To Marge Meeks, a spray can of Johnny K. repellent. And for Bill Meeks. Well, as you may know, Bill went back to school this year to finish up his degree. Perhaps you may be interested in the real story behind what happened.
Now, Mr. Meeks, I understand you want to enroll at North Texas. We'll need to check you out musically. Will you please play a diatonic scale? Now play a chromatic scale. You say you're president of PAMS? Well, that's very, very good, Mr. Meeks. I think we'll design a very special crash program to get you out in a hurry. Take this slip up to Professor Ellis, and he'll get you started in the electronic composition. Careful, Mr. Meeks. This is a crash program, but try not to trip over your own feet.
Come in. Must be president of PAMS. Your reputation has preceded you. Come over here to the Moog and let's get started. Now, this is a sine wave, and this is a sawtooth wave, and this is a triangle wave, and a square wave. Oh, you know all about the Moog already. Well, fine. Suppose you play me two modulating tones. No. Like this. Okay, now you try it. Oh, my God, look what you've done to my synthesizer. I don't care if you did promise me a job at PAMS. How can I afford a new Moog on those wages?
And now, Mr. Meeks, to round out your curriculum, you'll need dance band arranging.
Shit.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Crazy.
And you'll need some experience in string writing. And you'll also have to take some physics. Now, really, an enema bag?
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Mr. Bill Meeks and the lab band playing his term composition.
This is San Francisco, KNBR.
Now we continue the program with 76 trombones.
Oh, Bill, let me see your diploma. This is odd. It says Bill Meeks, Ice Wheaton, Bob Piper, Marv Shaw, Ray Hurst, Bob Peoples, Bruce Collier, John Wolfert, Paul Chappell, Janet DeBow, Marge Meeks, Lou Gillis.
Congratulations and good luck, Bill. We knew you'd make it through. Here comes another year full of things you love to hear. Who authorized it anyway? Go ask Piper. It went out yesterday. We know it's gonna be the best for Pams in 73. We've got you all together to say Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
We've got balls.